Hello, everybody. What's up, breeders? Welcome to another installment of our summer series that we call Love Bombs, where Tracy and I send a little inspiration your way, a little something to think about as we all enjoy summer. And as promised, Tracy and I are working hard to figure out, we've figured it out. We're just working on it to bring you full episodes this fall. When everybody gets back into gear. But in the meantime, we wanted to celebrate your summer with a little bit of love. So that's what these are. If you like these love bombs, please share them with your friends. Also, please leave us a review, some stars, whatever you can on Apple Podcasts, because it helps people listen to this podcast. It helps us get in front of people. One more housekeeping thing. If you have not joined our Facebook group, Band of Mothers, on Facebook, it is a very high vibe, awesome space full of amazing moms that we couldn't be more proud of. So sign up in there. And this week, I wanted to bring you something that Tracy actually wrote during quarantine last year. But it so deeply applies now, and especially, I think it's such a great celebration of her the week, 2 weeks after her accident, which you can read more about on our social, but she's okay, her family's okay, but it's been very traumatic. And so, you know, in thinking about my deep love for her and the fact that she could have not been here anymore, this story that she tells and this subject are so true to who she is, and it speaks so well to her and what gets her through dark times like this. So I hope that you enjoy it. Again, this is one of those stories that we tell strangers and play them the end. So I think you'll love it too.
Hi, friends. Welcome back. Thanks for taking the time to share in a little love bomb. This is Tracy. Gosh, I've been thinking a lot about a lot of things. I've been thinking about duality a lot. If X, then Y. I believe this, but not that. I want this, but not that. I'm right, you're wrong. And I get it. There's a lot to digest in the world. In thinking about it, I realized something about quarantine and about this time. I realized I kind of lost my joy for a little bit. And by joy, I mean not that I'm not grateful or intrinsically happy, or that I don't love my family. I'm talking about unbridled, laugh till you cry, goofy, silly, unfearful joy. Remember when we used to feel that way? When you would just laugh and laugh, when you would skip through a park or run through the sprinklers or jump into a pool with your clothes on, where you would order the thing that you never allow yourself to eat, where you get two desserts, where you wake up and have cake for breakfast. Remember those times? You know, it's funny. A lot of joy, comes with being with other people and experiences. And we haven't had those in a long time. And I realized I was missing out on that gut busting guffaws, those times with your friends where you just can't stop laughing. And I think I got a little too serious for my own good. And understandably so, right? Like, we're just downloading so much information. We don't know what to think. The world seems dark. But I kind of stopped laughing for a while, like really laughing. And then it started coming back. And I'm glad it's back. I missed it. I missed laughing at myself, making fun of myself, seeing myself as a silly, clumsy, 6-foot giant bumbling through this world like a bull in a china shop. I miss how spacey, laughing at how spacey I am, or all the mistakes I make constantly every day. You know, it's hard for me to get from A to B a lot of the time. That's just me. And I can laugh at that. I used to be able to laugh at it a lot more. So for our love bomb today, I just want you to think about getting your joy back. I started really laughing at my daughter. You know, kids are so goofy just all the time. And I think we've spent so much time with them. You start to numb out to their eccentricities and how silly and bizarre. And like, they're just on another planet half the time. And it's funny and it's fun. And that's why we have kids. It's why we have family. And I just started leaning back into that, to coin a phrase. I'm sorry, I said a buzzword. And I just started laughing at my daughter, who's just stupid, you know, but she cracks funny jokes. I started laughing with my husband again. Instead of just being annoyed at everything, I started to try to find it funny and joyful. And this bumbling of life that we all go through together, it's real funny. It's real funny. And I just would encourage you to, next time you want to like roll your eyes, and I'm saying this from the first person because I am by no means a philosopher, but I am saying how I felt my shift. And if it helps you, great. That's what the love bombs are for. But next time, you know, your kid is just being so silly and you just can't, and I get it, maybe just really look at what they're doing and let yourself laugh. You know, the next time your partner is just an idiot and just does not get what you're asking him or her to do, or, you know, does something completely wrong, or doesn't hear you when you're talking, or just, you know, just bothers you, look at what's actually bothering you and maybe just try to find the humor of it and laugh. And look at yourself and all of the silly things that we just do because we just don't know anybody. And see if you can laugh about it. And the impetus for this love bomb, and I had been reading a bunch of poems. I actually started this love bomb originally wanting to talk about, you know, being with each other in hard times and in good times and bad. There's a poem by T.S. Eliot that's been sort of my life mantra, that maybe I'll read it a different one. But it starts with, "Be near me when my light is low." And I've been thinking a lot about that too, in terms of duality, about how we have to love each other even when the light is low. Despite possibly even differing opinions, we have to love each other. Otherwise, we're never going to get anywhere. But then it dawned on me that loving each other is also laughing with each other and being joyful and figuring out how much of life is worth living and how wonderful it is to be able to wake up every day and go to sleep every day. And the in-between is a silly, hot mess. And I think we should just try to laugh about it. So when I abandoned my poetry idea, randomly, I was reminded of a video that my husband has that is infamous in our circle of friends and family and is played frequently at parties. And I'm going to end this love bomb with this ridiculous soundbite for you. But this is what joy means. I was at a few years ago, many years ago, in 2012, in fact. That's a long time ago. We had the opportunity with our best friends to go see Neil Diamond in Las Vegas at the MGM Grand. And fate intervened. And my husband knew a guy who knew a guy. And they were like, "Oh, we can get you and your wife tickets. It's no problem. So you don't have to buy tickets." And we were so grateful. Like, wow, okay. And they said, "Well, when you get to Vegas or, you know, night of the concert, just go to this place and your tickets will be waiting for you. And we just thought it was will call. Turns out it was like VIP guests. And long story short, this guy who knew a guy who knew a guy hooked me and Johnny up with fourth row front and center seats to Neil Diamond. Now, you either like Neil Diamond or you don't. We're strongly in the camp of pro Neil. And it was one of those times where you just, you know, I'm an adult, but you feel like a kid. We were escorted down and we walked into the space, and this is MGM, like where all the, you know, famous boxing fights are. And, you know, so many movies have been, in the Forum have been filmed in this thing. So it was just beautiful to be there. Anyway, I'd never gone before. I'd never even seen a concert in Vegas before. And someone escorted us and we just kept walking and walking and we were just getting closer and closer. And, you know, that feeling when you have this unexpected surprise and your eyes just get wider and wider. And then you're like, I don't think we're supposed to be here, but we were. There were two seats waiting for us. When I say we were smack in front of Neil, we were smack in front of Neil. And I mean, it was just one of those bucket list concerts and it was cheesy and amazing. And he's like 150 and he rocked it. And women were throwing their underwear on the stage, which we saw because we were right in front of it. And it was amazing. But there is a part when he starts to sing Sweet Caroline where I literally can't handle it anymore. And I scream his name so loud that people in front of me like turned around. And Johnny was videotaping him singing this. And happened to capture it. And the thing about it is pure, embarrassing, ridiculous, loud, possibly obnoxious joy. And I don't regret it for a second because that scream came from the depths of my soul. And that's joy. And I think we all need to get back to that place. Because it doesn't really take Neil Diamond to have to get there, right? Like there's so many things that we can scream like that about. So I hope on this podcast, you can hear the video or the soundbite. I'm also going to put it on the Band of Mothers app so you can watch it and laugh with me because it's worth the laughter. And for this week, I just challenge you to find your joy in whatever your surroundings are. And let's get back to laughing. I love you guys. Here it goes. I'm going to play it one more time just so you can hear it again. Maybe I'll play it twice. It's growing. Bye, guys.